Welcome to Hustle and Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given gifts. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustle and Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. Are you a single Christian woman seeking joy and fulfillment in your life? Then this is the video for you. Being single doesn't mean that you have to feel lonely or unfulfilled. I'm a single 41-year-old single Christian woman who has never been married, and I don't have any kids. And quite frankly, I'm out here living my best life. I've always been open to the idea of marriage, but not at the expense of my happiness. I will never, ever, ever settle for anything less than God's best. And it's kind of funny because as I got older, it dawned on me that life isn't about finding Mr. Right. It's about taking advantage of the opportunity to embrace and strengthen our relationship with God to discover all the plans He has in store for us. So many Christian women have been conditioned into viewing their singleness as a waiting period for marriage, and this simply is not true. God doesn't want us living our lives in anticipation. He wants us to focus on our personal development and spiritual journey. Singlehood allows you the opportunity to cultivate a deep and meaningful relationship with God that will sustain you throughout your life. One of the keys to thriving as a single Christian woman is to embrace your marital status. As a single Christian woman, you can explore your passions without limitations. You can travel the world, pursue your dream career, and make a difference in the lives of others. Leverage your singlehood as an opportunity to discover who you truly are and what makes you happy. Too many Christian single women are focused on finding Mr. Right because they think that this is going to bring them happiness. Spoiler alert, no one, and I mean no one, can make you happy. Happiness comes from within. If the thought of being by yourself scares you, you really need to do, and I truly do mean this in love, you truly need to do some serious soul searching and ask yourself why. If you don't like being by yourself, it's most likely because you haven't taken the time to know who you are and your role in helping to further Christ's kingdom. So if you hop into a relationship without being a fully converted Christian, then you're leaving yourself vulnerable to the wolves in sheep's clothing. So some of you may be wondering, okay, what in the world is a fully converted Christian? And what I mean by this is that a fully converted Christian is someone who works daily to retrieve and incorporate Christ's attributes into their lifestyle. So I dive into this topic a lot more in my upcoming book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. And this is going to be out later this year, but feel free to download or listen to the first chapter of the book by checking out the show notes. So anyway, I want my single ladies to get out there, live your life. Take the time that God is giving you to shine and become the best version of yourself. Explore your passions, pursue your dreams, and invest in your personal growth. You only get one life. Devote yourself to serving God by ministering to others and making a difference in this world. Use your unique gifts and talents to bless those around you and to bring hope to others. Don't let society define your worth based on your relationship status. My mom gave me some of the best advice that forever changed the trajectory of my life. And she said, Tasha, you're wearing a beautiful dress. Marriage is like a necklace. That dress is going to be beautiful, regardless of whether you decide to wear that necklace. You keep saying that you want to follow in my footsteps, but you're already living my life. Stop worrying about marriage and kids. Put God first and enjoy your life. Her words, like I said, completely changed the trajectory of my life. I go into this more in my book, but those words sent me down a journey to create a process that allowed me to gain more confidence in myself, and that's what prompted me to write this book. So I'm hoping that this book is going to help more women enjoy their time on Single Avenue. Once I finish writing this book, I really look forward to creating a community of fellow believers that will support and encourage each other on our journeys. Last but not least, I want you to trust that God's timing is perfect. If marriage is in the cards for your life, He's going to bring the right person into your life at the right time. In the meantime, continue to seek His guidance and trust that He has a beautiful plan in store for your future. Do not, and I repeat, do not allow anyone or anything to pressure you into settling for less than God's best. From this point forward, I want you to stop viewing singlehood as a curse and instead view it as a blessing. Again, being single is like wearing a beautiful dress. Rock your dress in style until God sees fit to give you a necklace to wear with it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop, Starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.